This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If there's a trade you wish you could have a do-over on...
I mean, it begins and ends with Tatis. I mean, what fool would trade him?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky, and this morning we got a guy saying, Mully, you had to play that Han audio this morning?
It's the laugh. The laugh is like a little maniacal.
It's disingenuous. I mean, it's like it's the big mark on his resume, and so he's taking a second to try to explain it. I've heard him make that joke before, like, what fool would do that? He did that at the Sox convention years ago when he was still here, and you know, it's not a fun story. Now, in fairness, Fernando Tatis Jr. is making, I think he's on a $340 million deal, so... I mean, we know the Sox wouldn't pay that kind of money, right?
Right.
Let's be honest about it. So they would have had to have traded him, and maybe they would have messed that deal up too.
Spoken like a true Southsider.
I'm purposely making a joke. It was a terrible trade. We have someone who checked in and said that the PCA trade was worse than that. I don't know that I agree with that because they traded Javi Baez for him. And Javi, it didn't work out in New York and it didn't work out in Detroit for a while, but it's working out this year. He's got a chance at being like the comeback player of the year. I don't know. I mean, I get it, but it's hardly as one-sided
right.
as that horrible trade was. It's just a horrible trade. And again, you know, in fairness, the kid did – grow 3 inches, became a man, started hitting homers.
Became a man. Know,
whatever. I'm saying he was no longer whatever wispy little fella he once was. How big is Tatis? He's well over. He's got to be like 210, something like that. I mean, he's a
Let
big
me look
lad.
For you.
He's 6'3", so, you know.
Right.
He's pretty tall.
14 years, $340 million. Yeah, I mean...
Wasn't getting that money.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Go for him.
Oh boy. 312-644-6767. Jeff is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, from Timbuktu to Kalamazoo, 670 The Score is where we get Chicago sports talk. Hey, nice to be on with you guys. Ruthie, glad to have you in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, even though you went to Annie Arbor, that's the only thing I have against
I know.
The Cardinals. two things. White Sox. I think, Mully, you're on it with send Robert down to the hitting camp or something. Try to get something going with him because you're not getting anything for him. And he looks he is so bad right now. I mean, you'll get nothing for him. And also with the White Sox, with the mass, I was wondering how many choruses of Ave Maria does Nancy Faust play to get 40,000 to give to the collection plate. But with Detroit or Chicago Cubs going to Detroit, because of where I live, I watch all the Tiger games.
Right.
And I can unequivocally say Tarek Skubal is the best pitcher in the major leagues. He is currently on a streak, I believe, where he's got 85 strikeouts to 3 walks. So for Cubs fans, what you want to watch out for when you're watching him play is you got to swing. You got to play him like he's Greg Maddux with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball because he does not throw balls. And the other day he finished a game. He had a complete game, and his last pitch of that game was 102.6. So you better be on the ball. Maybe that's the game you give your lefties a rest, but we'll see. But, yeah, great to listen to you guys always, and have a good week.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Yeah, Skubal's a great pitcher, and he is, you know, the reigning Cy Young Award winner for a reason. And so, as we mentioned earlier in the program, he's scheduled to come back on Thursday, but that would be against the White Sox. So they're saving him until Friday so he can come home to Detroit. They're in Chicago this week, and then he will start against the Cubs. And that,
wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, I think it's smart. Dustin was kind of miffed about it or just was wondering, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing it because the Cubs are so much better than the White Sox. They probably figure they can beat the White Sox without needing Skubal, and then they can steal a series from the Cubs because they'll get a one-game lead.
Were you miffed?
No, not miffed. I was just wondering out loud when Billy and I were talking yesterday. Because it's an out-of-division game, right? That was part of why, again, I realize the Sox are not a threat in the American League Central. But it's good for baseball, and I also said during pick six, I believe, that I think it's good for the Cubs to take on other teams' aces if you do want to play in Craig Tober.
To be the best, you got to beat the best, as they say.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And, you know, I mean, he's right that this guy eats a lot of innings and he can go deep into a game. But your job going into a matchup with a guy like that is to make sure that you are making him pitch and trying to get that pitch count up. And then hopefully, but he doesn't walk people, but he does strike out a lot of people. So hopefully they get him out. It's the kind of thing, if the guy is as good as everyone says, you know, get him out by the seventh, the eighth, then you got time to beat up on him. I mean, it's kind of a loser's lament, I suppose, but that's one way to win.
And listen, if you think that you're going to be a playoff team, if you're going to be playing in October, you're going to be facing guys like this a lot.
And so, maybe he asked. Maybe he wanted to have an opportunity to pitch against the Cubs.
I want to play the best offense in baseball.
Right. Yeah. And it's good. It's also good for Tiger fans because the Thursday game is here in Chicago.
It's an afternoon game.
The Friday game is in Detroit. Yes. So it's good for their fans to get Skubal at home.
Isn't the Thursday game like a 1 o'clock start?
Probably for the White Sox.
Because it's a getaway day kind of. Yeah.
Cubs, though, it's all the games are 5:10 pregames. Oh. So all evening games.
So all East Coast.
For Cubs. But it's a first pitch, 5:45 or something like that. So it's good for us.
And they're off today.
They'll be well rested.
Sleeping in Washington this morning, right? They're probably still in bed.
I wonder if they traveled last night or not.
So they're leaving today?
Might be leaving today.
It's because it's a 5 o'clock start. Yeah, probably. You're probably right.
Probably went, you know, they probably go at lunchtime today. Got to stay in their own beds, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah. They need that rest, though, after what Bruce told us 26. Did he say 26 of the next 27 days they have games?
That's pretty wild.
Bananas.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's not bananas. Easy. You know, and I think like what he said about Kyle Tucker, that he's pretty beat up. Like you don't think about that, but that goes on. Like the Chase Meidroff, the White Sox guy that they brought up, he's like this little wispy guy. I mean, he's got some meat on his bones, but he's kind of a short guy. He's apparently like a human bruise. He's just got everything you could imagine going wrong on him because it's a Major League Baseball season and you get the hell beat out of you.
You really don't think about some of the, obviously the base running, but, you know, running into walls, sliding, all these things. And you're not wearing pads. This isn't football.
That's right.
So,
yeah. So if Tucker's real beat up, maybe you could take a couple days and it wouldn't matter again. You know, you get today. Washington, you should be able to handle, right? You feel good about that series. And then the other two series are much tougher, so you'd like him for them better than this one.
Give him a few days.
Yeah, yeah.
Let that finger heal up. Oof. You know how that feels, though, when you jam a finger, a toe.
I've had so many broken fingers, and it just stinks. It hurts. It's painful. I mean, again, I don't have access to all the meds that they have and all the training and all the
massages, ice bath.
Right.
But you heard him. I think he was telling Bruce after the game yesterday that, you know, I was trying to battle through it, kept pushing through, but it was bothering me. Thought I should get it looked at. Like, this guy does not want to not play.
No,
who wants to out there.
You're right. And PCA, has he missed any time at all, Dustin?
I don't think he's missed an inning.
It's like two innings? No, not one inning?
I don't think so.
Holy cow.
He's always
incredible.
Out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he had another incredible catch too this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
catch was outrageous.
Yeah, he's a human highlight.
He is outrageous.
He is. He's a really good player, and he can hurt
PC
you
outrageous.
In some way.
We were doing nicknames last week.
Yeah.
Did you hear mine?
No.
The crowbar, because he can pry open games. No, it's so silly. It's stupid.
I wasn't expecting that.
It's stupid.
Was way past. I mean, I don't think Ruthie probably ever went to the crowbar here.
Yeah, that was
right. I didn't even make that connection until
me. Did the crowbar have like a Jeep in the middle of the floor? Was there like at one point?
I'm sure one night they probably did. I remember being there and Dennis Rodman was like on a like swing up in the air. Like
that was over by the old OTB there,
correct.
Right? Yeah, I went there for a party one time, and we had it was a party before my brother's wedding with all these out of town people, and I remember my father sitting in the Jeep at the crowbar.
Wow!
And we were all just like,
that'd have been something.
Look at the old man. He's like, he got tired and he just sat down in the Jeep. He didn't try to drive off or anything. It was an open army Jeep.
I mean, most people didn't get to the crowbar till like after the midnight.
It was
a late spot.
Yeah, no, we did.
All right, I can picture it.
Closer to 10 p.m. We did like a little tour of various bars and places in Chicago, and we went to like Rainbow Club. We went to some good spots, but we ended up at the Billy Goat for a burger at the end of the night. It was great. It was a well-received party.
No fries, chips.
That's right. That's right. It was fun.
We used to go there after the show on Fridays.
We used to go down there. Yeah, you know, we were in the other building.
Yeah, it was an easier walk.
I was going to say.
So it was right down. We were in NBC Tower, and we'd walk underneath to the Goat. And, like, I remember we were sitting there one time, and some people came in, and it's like, I mean, what time was it? Like, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, and we just had, like, three tables filled with beer cans. And
a tour bus came in.
And these people stopped, and they were, like, jaw agape. We were there, and the XRT guys were there. Yep. We had a huge crew of people.
Fun.
But it was, you know, it was the early morning crew. Trying to get it done before
it was
noon.
Our Friday. It was our time.
Okay,
Friday.
Fun.
Yeah, it was pretty
That's
funny.
Fun.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen all the time.
Your schedule does lend itself to some awkward, probably non-real world scenarios, you know, just being up at.
I am so not like a party guy anymore at all. And we very rarely get out, don't we, Dustin? Like,
I mean, as a show, almost never get out anymore.
No,
it's
no
unless longer. They send us to Vegas.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, then it,
for like Bears Raiders as an example.
Then every once in a while,
that would be something.
The horse can get out of the barn a little bit. But
we've probably been there as a show, you and I.
Yeah,
at least five times.
Fun.
We went and saw a Floyd Mayweather. I think we saw two Floyd fights.
Pacquiao fights.
We saw Tim Bradley, Pacquiao. Yeah, we used to go for fights. That
Super
was
Bowls.
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super Bowls are great too.
Right.
But, you know, I had, when I was younger.
The Super Bowl's in Vegas this year.
Yes. That's crazy. My middle brother, my brother Patrick, his dream, you can't make this up. His dream was to go to Vegas for the NCAA tournament at one point in our lives, like when he was like in his mid to late 20s. It was his dream. I mean, some men want to cure cancer, find world peace. He just wanted to be in Vegas for the tournament. So we went, and it was like this great moment. Then we started going, and it was just out of control because it was too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. In fact, we started going the second weekend. It was just less crowded. Like, we kept varying when we would go. But I would say, other than the NCAAs, the opening day, the Super Bowl was as busy as anything I've been to in Vegas. And Dustin, the big fights in Vegas are huge. That is a must. If you're a sports fan.
It's a bucket list kind of thing.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I agree. Super cool. But yeah, now that they have professional sports in Vegas, it's crazy.
Right.
The idea.
It changes. It definitely changes it.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Going for the first weekend of March Madness is a big deal still.
Oh,
like, people are there.
It's
like,
too much.
It's crazy.
It's just too much. What's super cool about it is, like, you're in some casino, and we've talked about this, like, you hear some screaming because somebody has a bet on some dude to get 3 points, and the guy hits a shot off the bench, and they're going crazy in the corner, and everyone's like, what's happening? Because you're looking up, and the team is down 30. Like, you cannot follow the insane amount of strange action that people have during the tournament. It really throws you off. and the Super Bowl is kind of like that too, Dustin, as I recall.
Got the backup tight end to get like over one and a half catches, right, or something, or two and a half yards. A fullback,
a fullback gets
the ball and goes 3 yards, and it's like, yes.
Remember the year I had the safety for the first score, and a safety was the first score?
No.
Oh, yeah. And it was a huge payday. It was a really good wager.
Love that for you.
But we're nickel and diming it. We're trying to get – you know, all sorts of action just for snorts and giggles. We're not really trying to make money, you know. It's just,
but when it happens,
tons of fun.
Yeah, Super Bowl in Vegas is also like a bucket list kind of thing.
That's going to be crazy.
I don't know that it needs it. That's what's weird. Like,
yes.
Vegas does not need the game there.
It's the NFL showing off their stadium,
the new stadium,
mm-hmm. the new city. Look how great of a sports city we've built. But I mean, that Bears game in Vegas, that'll be a home game for the Bears.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
be
that's going to be, I imagine a lot of Bears fans are going to circle that one as a road game to go to.
Yeah, I think that, I think the Bears, to use a Vegas term, travel well. In other words, there are people like that. For years, when Tampa was in their division, that was like hard to get flights in and out because so many people would go for those games because it was, you know, it's winter in Chicago. Let's go down to Tampa, watch a football game, and have a wild weekend. It's tons of fun.
Vegas is really built, actually, when you think about it. It's built for those major sporting events because the hotels are already there. The restaurants are already there.
Yep.
It's already this like tourist destination city. So it's just really easy to plant a stadium there and say, look at our, you know, for the NFL to be like, look at our shiny new toy.
I've always felt that the Super Bowl should be a destination game. Like, they should have it, and New Orleans always has a good Super Bowl. They should have it in Miami or, you know, wherever warm climate. Arizona is a good spot for a Super Bowl. They should never have it again in Jacksonville. That's one of the worst Super Bowls I've been to.
But yeah, that's the whole reason.
That one too. Yeah, that was awful. Stunk.
I did Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah.
I was doing live shots. I was working in Rhode Island at the time. The Patriots were in the Super Bowl. It was when they lost to the Eagles. And we were there for 10 days. I was doing live shots for 10 different news stations in the New England Northeast area.
Oh my
and God. I was standing on a riser outside the stadium from 2 p.m. to midnight. Freezing. In negative 12 yeah. degree wind chill. Yeah. I think at one point I said, my body is shutting down. I said, this is it. This is the end. They called it the Bold North, like embrace the Bold North. They had ice sculptures, like the fan experience was a whole snowy thing. And I'm like, this is cute, but like not really where people want to be. But if your team's in the Super Bowl, you're going. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, that's what you do.
I think the problem for the New England people is that you just had to stop going because they were going to too many Super Bowls.
It's crazy.
Know? Like you must.
It's crazy.
People but I think would it got borrow to a, money to go, and
it,
then
it got to a point where people were like, "Oh, we don't know how many Brady's going to have left." You know, it got when I was there. Yeah. At least it was Brady's last three seasons, so everyone was kind of like, "Ah, this could be his last one. Is this the last time we're there?" Sure enough, he's there 2 years later. Yeah. Beat the Rams. I was there at that one too. That was in L.A.
Yeah, I
no,
remember.
Atlanta. Excuse me. That was in. Oh, they was beat L.A.
They beat L.A.
They beat
L.A. in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, I was at that one. We went to a ton of Super Bowls. Just as when I
so
was
fun.
Covering football. It was really a good time.
So much fun.
And it's just a ton of work when you're really working, but it's well worth it. All right.
The Super Bowl is not in Vegas this year. Why did I think that? Is that true?
Where is it?
Am I wrong?
Where's
I'm
the
sorry.
Super
the texters are correcting me. Super Bowl.
What are they saying?
They're saying it's in the let's see here. I just lost it. Super Bowl's in San Fran this year. Oh, am I? I must
so
have
it's in San Jose is what you're telling me.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
That's
2025.
Is...
I wonder where it is. I'll find out.
Well, we'll be right back. We got John Heyman. We're going to shift gears and talk to John. It's Mully and Hall, Ruthie Polinsky, and this morning on The Score.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sean Heyman, insider for MLB Network.
Chicago is watching carefully, no question about it.
New York Post columnist, Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiast.
You hate people. Well, I hate people individually, but I love mankind.
Sean Heyman with Mully and Haw.
I'm going to endorse the point where I say you never know with the Cubs, but I'm going to retract the I like the White Sox.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Ruthie Polinsky in this morning, sitting in for Mr. David, and we are delighted to welcome in the great John Heyman, MLB Network, the New York Post. And, of course, he talks to us every week, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Well, I know you're out in L.A., so I appreciate you getting up and talking to us. You had the Yankees and the Dodgers, which a lot of people think could be a World Series, although everyone here holding out hope it's the Cubs at Detroit, maybe next week. That'll be the preview of the World Series.
Well, the Cubs have been really good this year. The Dodgers, I mean, they have so much talent, but half of it is on the injured list. You know, we saw Otani throw some BP. It didn't look perfect, a little bit off for him. You know, they got so many great stars still out and still doing pretty well, but not quite as well as the Cubs. The Cubs have been fantastic. So I would not discount that Cubs World Series hope.
How about that 18-2 game? What?
Oh God!
What happened?
Ugly. Oh my goodness! I mean, Will Warren. I mean, rookie pitcher. I think he was probably nervous. You know, it's near sellout crowd. That was the only game that did not sell out of the three. But you know, he was not himself. Not at his best. And you know, Dodgers take advantage. I don't know. Yeah, their scouting report on Freddie Freeman not too good. They really never get him out.
Oh man, how when you look at this point of the season? I mean, we're just past Memorial Day. We're into June. When you look around and you see the teams that are doing well and the teams that aren't, what is your biggest takeaway? Is there anything that has surprised you, good or bad, more than anything else at this point, John?
Well, the one thing that surprised me is the Orioles. I mean, they're terrible. Nobody would have thought that. Terrible. They did, unfortunately, do well against your White Sox, but they have just been shockingly bad. You know, other than that, it's really not been a lot of surprises. I do think the National League is better than the American League. And if I was going to name the five best teams now, I would say at least four of them are in the National League. You know, it's tough sledding there, right? I think the Mets are very good. Their offense is probably better than it's shown so far. Dodgers, the most talented team, at least on paper. Phillies, great, great rotation. Your Cubs are a very, very solid team. Not perfect, but very, very solid. So I think the National League is well better than the American League. Detroit's the only team I'd put in that top five right now.
When you look at the Cubs, John, would you say that – how would you describe sort of the strengths and weaknesses of that team right now just from a national perspective?
Oh, the offense has been great. You know, Pico Armstrong, you guys know this is better than I do. I mean, just an extremely, extremely talented kid, 23 years old, speed, power, and, I mean, so much productivity in that outfield. Suzuki, Tucker, hopefully he's doesn't seem like he's too banged up. Got a little bit of a tweak, but really terrific offense. I think their pitching is solid. When Shota is back and healthy, the rotation is above average. I'm a little concerned about the bullpen, though. Keller, Thielbar, Valencia have been pretty good lately. But that would be my one concern. It's been good lately, though. Even the weakness that I or issue that I cite, they've been really good. So right now they are very solid.
Yeah, they've probably been a little bit better pitching than people expected, given the Steele injury and Shota being out. Have you heard anything, John, in terms of, I mean, I know it's way early, but are they, kicking over every rock and thinking about a move with, it seems like Matt Shaw coming back the way he has kind of saved them from needing a third baseman. So it looks like a starting pitcher, maybe bullpen help would be their shopping list.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good news. I really got to just look at pitching. Their lineup is as good and solid as anyone's. Just got to look at pitching. The question is what pitchers are going to be out there. At this point, you've got some obviously horrendous teams, but those horrendous teams don't have veteran starters who can be counted on. So you've got to look at all these teams that are kind of on the bubble right now, potentially as a trade partner. Texas is not off to a great start. They've got guys, Malley's doing very, very well. Potentially he could be a guy who could be traded. There are a lot of teams in the middle on the bubble. Houston, potentially, does Framber Valdez get moved? There's a lot of guys in that mix, but right now, the only one, I think the most prominent name you hear out there is Alcantara, who's got like an 8 ERA, but terrific talent. Coming off of Tommy John, just doesn't have the command yet. He's going to need to show something in the next month, but I think that's a guy who will get traded as long as he gets that ERA well below 8 and starts to show better command, because he's throwing 98 consistently, so he's not hurt. He just needs to get that command back. That to me is the number one guy who's going to be out there, which is, it's a little odd, a guy with an 8 ERA, but terrifically talented guy, former Cy Young winner. Other than that, it's a lot of maybes.
With that being said, John, Jameson Taillon with another quality start this weekend. He's so good at Wrigley Field at home, which we know is important. Does he get enough credit for sort of the stability he's provided for this team at this point?
No, I think he brings a quality start almost every game. There's occasionally where he'll give up a few home runs, and he did that earlier this year. But he is a solid pitcher. Their rotation is better as a whole than it's given credit for. Boyd has been terrific, and as long as he maintains health, he's a really good pitcher. Taillon has really adjusted. The guy was throwing 100 miles an hour in high school and was the number 2 overall pick, I think, between Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. But obviously he's had a lot of injuries, he had an illness, he had all sorts of stuff, and you got to give him terrific credit. To come back and be this kind of pitcher who's consistent guy, which is really what you need on this team. That's one of the 2 or 3 best offenses in baseball. If you got a guy doing 6 innings, 2 runs, almost every time out, you're going to win a lot of games.
John, the White Sox, they were hoping they'd be able to trade Luis Robert Jr. He's reached like a new level of awful. He had one of the worst series I've seen from him in his career. Against the Orioles, he went 0 for 10 with 7 strikeouts. They actually moved him to 7th in the lineup yesterday. And it's just like he looks like he has no clue. This coming, 7-10 days since he said to a translator he didn't know that there'd be anyone out there that wanted him. We actually talked this morning about whether when they get to the end of the year, the guy's making $15 million with a $5 million buyout, rather than pick up the $20 million, would they just not pick it up and let him depart? This is a guy they could have traded for a prospect. They've been holding out because they want 2. I don't know that they'd get like a warm 12-pack.
you know, at this point, I mean, I give him credit for honesty. I mean, what he said in that interview is absolutely right. I mean, nobody is trading a good prospect for a guy hitting 180 and a guy batting seventh in that White Sox lineup, which is really not one of the strongest lineups in baseball. I mean, I think they got to sell a little bit better. Put him batting third. Make it look like they really believe in him or something. But you're batting seventh for the White Sox. You're not getting traded for anything at this point. I'm with you. Unfortunately, I don't know exactly what's happened. And I do think that is an issue. Do you pick up $20 million for a guy who's hitting 180? I mean, I wouldn't. So, I mean, if you don't think he's worth picking up the option, why would anyone give anything in trade?
Right.
I just don't see it.
So, with that being said, what do the White Sox do with him now, would you say? I mean, this is someone who, it feels like, John, it's a team where you want guys who are playing well to elevate the guys around them, because the guys who don't play well are maybe going to bring the guys down. So you just wonder sort of what's next for Luis Robert Jr. if he is going to stay within the White Sox organization.
Well, can they send him to the Camelback Spa?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
They've got to get him right. They've got to figure out the offense. I mean, because he's going to be solid as a defender, maybe not Pete Crow Armstrong, but he did win a Gold Glove. They got to get the hitting back. You know, you can't be hitting 180. I know batting average and everything, but you can't have a 5-something OPS. They gotta get him back to where he was. Some hitting guru, something like that. It's all about the bat. They got to get it right. Otherwise, I think Mully, you're correct. That's an issue. Do they, they pick up $20 million at this point? I mean, when he signed that deal, it looked like a very reasonable deal. Then as he started playing, it looked like a great deal, and certainly they'd be able to get a top 100 prospect for him. And now there's, you know, he's basically a giveaway.
Yeah, it is just shocking. And, you know, like Andrew Vaughn is down in AAA, John. It just feels like that team, as bad as things were, guys, I mean, the whole bloody, the team, they had guys like Moncada and Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, who they had under contract, and you thought they were going to be good, and it's just now the whole thing's gone pear-shaped, and there's not much you can say about it.
No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, Jimenez not doing anything. Yeah, Moncada's been okay with the Angels, but really, it is stunning. I mean, these are some of the top prospects in baseball. You know, obviously not going to regret the Quintana deal. They did get Dylan Cease for him, but what did they get for Dylan Cease? We'll see down the road, I guess, when Thorpe comes back. But yeah, I mean, they've got some issues, as you know. Obviously, the pitching has been better. They've played a lot of close games. I saw that as a real positive written somewhere, but I mean, they've lost almost all those close games.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it can't be too much of a positive if you're still losing the games, but at least their pitching has been reasonably, I mean, it's been actually been reasonably good this year. They just can't hit.
Yeah, they're 3-16 in one run games, 2-8 in two run games. So what is that? 58% of their losses are by two runs or less.
Well, I guess that's an improvement over where they were, but obviously you gotta hit to win some of these games, right? I mean,
no doubt about it.
They got a Rule 5 pickup that's doing well on the pitching side. Their pitching looks fairly solid, but I mean, they're a long way away in terms of offense. Mydroth, Vargas, Caro, they're all possibles, but nobody is a certain, I'm going to be a star guy, right? Teal looks very good in the minors.
Right.
So maybe he would be the guy. But right now, there's no certainties in that offense.
John, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, John.
All right. Great talking to you guys.
That is John Heyman. Always a joy to talk to Mr. Baseball. Good man. 312-644-6767. Do I sound like I'm too down on the White Sox? Do I sound too sad about it?
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm kind of down on it. It's sad.
But it's what we expected.
No, it's what it's
That's
exactly
what you just
right.
have to yeah. remind yourself.
Mully and Haw, Ruthie Belinsky in for David on the score.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The details, how he demands perfection, and if we don't do it, we got to go back and do it again, and you really got to study this playbook, so I've been in my playbook a lot.
I think mostly the detail of it. You know, everything is very detailed and organized, and I feel like that's the best part because, you understand that Ben, you know, has a fully understanding of, you know, his playmakers, his ability as an offense, what he wants to scheme up for each and every game, even though we're not even into that yet. I can already tell in his mind, you know, he's thinking about those things. So, you know, there's lots of explosive plays in there, and that's what he hunts for, man. He talks about explosive plays almost every day. So, you know, that was very similar to Grubb and the offense I can had in Washington, so looking forward to many of those.
Mully and Haw, Ruthie Belinsky in this morning for David, and there we hear the voices of DJ Moore talking about Ben Johnson and Rome Odunze talking about Ben Johnson, his offense.
Courtesy of WGN.
Yes.
They were at DJ Moore's camp this weekend right. for kids. And that was our first time getting to hear from them about Ben Johnson, which I think is interesting.
It's weird that they haven't been before the podium, but they're doing this.
Probably this week.
Yeah,
I would
imagine. But neither one of those guys has done his little time with the media. Always good to hear from players in the off season, and it's always good to hear about the offense and Ben Johnson. I think that there is this sort of honeymoon period going on where everyone is sort of appreciative of what he's saying and how he's saying it. And there are really high expectations that he can be the guy that comes in and works with the quarterback, and that you get a sense of Caleb Williams improving substantially from 1 year to the next. We'll find out how that process goes. It will be interesting. You know, he threw a couple of picks. You were out there last week, and he threw a couple of picks in that practice. But, you know, it is such early days.
And yes, they're learning new things, and you're trying new things when it's OTAs. Yeah. I think this week is going to be really interesting because you just want to see, I think, as media, what we're sort of looking for this time of year is improvement from practice to practice. And you want to see things start to look and feel better. So I think 3 consecutive days, you know, they'll have media access and it's mandatory. Everyone's got to be there. So that's sort of, I think, what we have to learn and look at this week from not just Caleb Williams, but I think really the offense in general.
Yeah, I got to say that, you know, the more that people are running through it, the idea that, as you just heard there, that he's stopping practice. No, like, do it again. That he's a lot tougher, or his
intense. There's a level of intensity.
Yes, he's different than I imagined him to be, because the Lions don't have to do that, I guess. So I don't hear a lot about that. And the people I talked to when he was hired, they said very good things about him. But I don't know that I got the whole football coach element that we are seeing unfold in front of us.
I was big on Mike Vrabel. I was high on the Mike Vrabel train as sort of the lead candidate in my book for the head coach of the Bears. And that was just because the players were calling for more accountability and more intensity and more attention to detail. And Mike Vrabel has a track record of being that person. Ben Johnson, to me, I said, you know, at the time I was saying, we don't know how he's going to be in front of a room. He's never been a head coach before. Is he a disciplinarian? And I agree with you, Molly. I think that's been sort of the most pleasant surprise for me, has been seeing sort of this new level of accountability that we get to witness firsthand. Players getting lined up. Doesn't look the way Ben Johnson wants it to look. He says, I wrote down in my notes, he said, bleep that. Huddle up, and called everyone to get back together again. So and try it again, because we're not going to let anything slide. So that's really been kind of cool and exciting to see. Just nothing's getting by this guy.
Yeah, love hearing that. Bright guy. Love hearing that. We got Dan Wiederer, and we'll hear from him next. It's Mully and Haw with Ruthie Polinsky on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.